everybody. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Program, and the date today is June 22nd, 2016, so we'll clear the date for everybody. Sometimes people get attached by the numbers, so here we go. We're in 6/22/2016, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to now clear away a situation, incident, maybe you have some pain in your body. It'll be a program, naturally, that you're running, so we need to get rid of the program. So you could have lots of these, but we'll get the one you're thinking of. See if that'll give you some remedy. Here we go. So think of it. Releasing it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, so those should already be up. If not, bring up a light beam, or if you have more than one screen, bring those up too. And we're going to bring in male energy, so here we go. Stronger, and stronger. Okay. So, we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there? The BBS booth there? Michelle?
Yeah. I'm here. I have my earphones on and the whole business. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday Night Show. Welcome, everyone around the world. I know we have people in all different countries listening at all different times of the night and day. So great. Welcome to Creation Lightship. So the website is www.creationlightship.com, and if you haven't visited it yet, I highly recommend it. We have a couple really awesome calls coming up very soon. So I believe it's this weekend. We have the Removing Heart Knots teleconference. Many people have already probably received the email about it, and so I just wanted to go over a little bit. So it's going to be Saturday, June 25th. It's going to be about 2 hours long, and it's going to start Pacific Standard Time at 11 a.m., and this call is only $20, so we do it how we always do it, which is just do a $20 donation on the PayPal link, send your receipt to Ron, and write Heart Knock in the summary line, and he will send you back the conference call number and a PIN. And I just thought, Ron, that this is a really great call in case people want to introduce your work to other people, because it's rather an inexpensive call. And I think that a lot of people will get a lot out of it, even if they don't know any of your other work. So if anyone wants to forward the email that they received to other friends and say, hey, you can join this call, it's about 2 hours. Sometimes Ron goes over, which is really great for us. And I just thought it's a great introductory call. And then what else have we got? On Saturday, let me see. That's the only one on Saturday. And we have the other stuff. This is all listed on the website. We have the Body Organ Restoration Call. And that is going to be Monday, June 27th, and that is going to be about 2.5 hours, starting at 5:15 Pacific Standard Time. So basically, if you're listening to the radio show on Monday night, it's going to be right after the radio show. Okay. Ron, would you like me to start with an email?
Yep, let's just see what's out there with people.
Okay, so
we'll be doing some brain work, too, at the second hour of the call. So it'll be quite interesting. So heart knots are the first, and brain work the second.
Oh, yes. The body connection to the brain. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay, that's very interesting. So, okay, the first question we have here is, the person has been doing the natal barcode clearing. And I believe they are doing it to try and crash certain times that they're seeing on their clock with repetitive numbers, and or sequential numbers, I should say. And they are wondering, how can they stop this from happening? I know you've given us tips before, but maybe you could repeat that.
Sometimes it's pretty hard to release. If you put the numbers in your natal chart, in natal barcode clearing, you could do the clearing that's free, which is the keyword, I believe. Alien keyword intercept. That could probably go in there with the numbers. Remember, when you're in the present moment, you probably shouldn't be seeing these all the time. So, you know, you could check out doing a clearing for the parallel life, some parallel Earth, you know, planet Earth here. That might help. It is a difficult one because sometimes people keep seeing numbers. They do clearings and they feel better, but they're still hooked up to those numbers. Maybe timeline crashing may work. We'll see if anybody else has tried different ways on the website to release themselves from the control of these major numbers that are controlling you. Remember, that's their main way they control you, is to the numbers that you see all the time. So back to you.
Sure. I just thought, since you said, oh, we should always be in the present moment, so maybe when we see them, not obviously to get upset, but to also just immediately do the mind heart drop, and maybe that would help.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so this is just like a little paragraph of interesting knowledge. It says that this person has noticed if a person has a compacted mind, one should not try to figure it out. It may be entities or emotional stress. Entities don't want the light. The individual does. When the clearing clears it out, only then will the spirit bring the reason to you. Be patient and wait for the answer when the mind subsides and admit you cannot know right now. And they're wondering if you have any comments about that.
No, I don't.
Okay. So it sounds to me like they're thinking, you know, a lot of people do have maybe overactive thoughts, and it could be common. Possibly, I know you have the mental matrix, and then you have a mental body clearing, and then there is a barcode clearing. If you did all three of those, would that calm things down a little bit, that overactive thinking?
I would think the barcode one for sure would. Yeah, each mm-hmm. one of those, maybe even the mind loop one clearing. So, you know, you need to, well, before you do those, make sure that you have done, you know, the whole lifetime emotional, whole lifetime mental, maybe the fear clearing, whole lifetime fear. Curses, hexes, spells, and or dark side practitioner, and just kind of see how those, how you feel after doing those. You know, for some people, you know, when I talk to them, they go, yeah, I did all these here. I did them within 6 months of time, and I feel much better, but I'm still kind of having mind loop problems or something, and that still could be the barcode. Mind barcode clearing. You may want to get that off of you. Mental barcode. From there, might be a mind loop pattern if you keep having things reoccurring in your life. And are you doing it to yourself? Are you thinking these thoughts yourself? Or do other people externally bring these thoughts to you that puts you back into the mind matrix? So you need to find out if it's internal or external. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, I also wonder then, like it says in this paragraph, that is it, if it's an entity, do they have thought processes, or is it more like a feeling that they give you?
Hard to say what entities feel. That they want to work with your body, so they probably are feeling the emotions, because most of the entities are emotional bodies, people who are no longer being and or your relatives throughout time. Or your soul family members. These are normally emotional bodies. If it's an entity that comes into you from something else, say like a shapeshifter or just something that you have no clue of where they came from, but yet you can feel something, you know, maybe moving inside of your body or whatever, what are they getting out of your experiences, okay? It's hard to say, you know, normally they're getting some type of emotional charge. To give them energy, because they need energy. So that's why you don't want to be emotional to give the darkness energy from you, because you emit it. That's why you want to be more, you know, in peace. And the more you're in peace, the less these things are going to be bothering you. So back to you.
Yeah, and I know that you also have this clearing that we don't really talk about that much, but I've definitely seen it on the website, and it's called empathic clearing. And I guess it's for people who pick up on other people's emotions all the time. Like, they almost can't help it. It's very difficult for them to block it out. Maybe it's their training, or maybe they're just very sensitive. I don't know. Or maybe it's a program. But the empathic clearing does work really well to, I guess, block other people's things from you so that you're dealing more with just your own stuff. Is that accurate? Ron? I'm not sure.
Yes, I would say that would be correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I know I did it a couple years ago, and I was always like, I could just sit next to a person and be like, start feeling a certain way and go, wow, is this me or is this this person? And ever since I've done it, I don't have that anymore.
So the person's energy is leaking into you, or you're open to have it come into you, and you're feeling what they're going through. Very interesting, yeah. That's how empaths work. So you could be using your empathic body, or you could be using your sensory body. Both of those might be a clue if people out there are listening and they kind of pick up stuff, not wanting to pick it up, but they're automatically in the reading mode, and they're, you know, scanning everybody without knowing that, and then they wonder why they're getting slimed, why they're even checking out people. So normally you only want to do that if, you know, which I don't recommend doing, but, you know, if you are doing it, you know, you don't want to have that hat on continuously. You know, you just want to have it on when you would like to do that, but then you're going to be slimed. But if you, you know, are automatically in that mode, by all means, try to shut that thing down for you. Maybe close your third eye down or something. Maybe your body is resonating to something. And it's probably resonating because you have some type of fear stored inside of you, and your body wants to check people to see if they're going to cause problems to you or for you. So, you know, the fear clearing might be what you may need. Back to you.
Yeah, all those are great. The sensory body, the empathic, and the fear, especially if you think you're picking up on other people's feelings. And it does help you center a lot more. Okay, so we have another question, and this has to do with the dark side practitioner clearing. One of our listeners is running it, and they wrote in the box to clear their unknown soul family. Do you feel that this would help?
Well, it sounds great, but I don't know if that's going to work that way. You want to clear people that you know about so that even if they're in your soul family or not. You want to be specific on what you're clearing. So, you know, like, it sounds great to clear your soul family energies, but you need to kind of dial it in a little closer to some people around you, maybe who they are. And they could be in your soul family, but, you know, basically, if somebody's bothering you or you want to clear somebody or get them out of your space, then you need to have their name. So that's how you should be doing the clearing, not just doing a blanket statement, you know, to make everything well for you, to clear everybody in your soul family, because that's not really going to work. You know, you may be only dealing with, you know, how many people do you really deal with in a day? You know, you have your people you work with, probably, but you may only see 20 people that you really come in contact with. Maybe even less than that. And so, you know, you may see 100 people, but are you really engaging them? The ones that you engage with are the ones that you want to clear. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, so you're, and that also goes with, those are people that are in your presence, and putting out that you want to block, basically, people that you may meet in the future, because any given time where you are in your life, it is possible that you have not met all of your soul family members yet. But that would be kind of projecting yourself into the future that you don't want to meet them. And I could see where that would not really work, because it might, the light beings might be like, we don't know who you're talking about yet.
That's correct. That's why you want to deal with what's in your present moment, or looking back on the day, what situations you had, and if you have a similar situation with, you know, similar people, then that's what you want to clear out of you. You want to try to clear out what, how they engaged you, what they did to you, and then find out what whole lifetime clearing is causing them to do that. Because you shouldn't really have any issues. You should be in neutral. So you want to do clearings until you feel that you're in neutral space, okay? And everybody has been dealt a different set of cards in this lifetime. Some people may not need a whole lot of clearings. Other people may need many. So, you know, it's up to you what you're dealing with. You know, what are your issues? And you need to clear out those issues and find out what whole lifetime clearing, you know, that energetic body is storing those issues for you, and clear that. And then from there, you know, your life might get, you know, much, much better, because those issues are gone. And then don't have anybody bring something up that's similar to that issue or issues, because all of a sudden now you're going to be on another roller coaster ride, but it, you know, may not be as bad as what you were on before, because you took your whole life to get to where you were before you cleared it. So ideally, if it took you, you know, 50 years to finally get a clearing, to get rid of one issue that you're dealing with, maybe you deal with traumas. So you did a trauma clearing, and now you got 50 years cleared. And then your friends try to bring you traumas because they're used to it. Are you going to accept those traumas from those people? Or are you going to say, no, I don't want to deal with that. Please don't call me on the phone, you know, each time something happens, because I don't live there anymore. I don't want to deal with your traumas. And you're harming me when you do that. Before that, you probably had a T-shirt on saying, please call me. And so you don't want to engage. But, you know, it still could take you maybe 50 years to get to where you were before. It may not live that long, but once you're cleaned up, you know the difference. And you know you don't want to go down that road of darkness. So you clean yourself up. If you happen to go down it, then that's how we have the unlimited clearing for those energetic bodies. And then you go in and, you know, clean yourself up maybe, you know, every day, or maybe at least once a month of situation, so you can be back in peace. Otherwise, it'll start haunting you. Back to you.
Well, that brings us to our next question, Ron. Somebody says, if we have no fears, have very few buttons to push, living the life we want, are well-adjusted and peaceful, and generally living in the present, does this mean we don't need any clearing?
If you're peaceful all the time, that would probably be correct, yes. Uh-huh. If you don't get, you know, watch movies, if the movies don't affect you when you watch them, and there's no emotional charge on them, then that means that you probably cleaned yourself out enough. So that means that your body may live a lot longer than what it normally would, because you eliminated the energies. So that's very good. You're going to be your own barometer on, you know, where you are in your life, how you're feeling. You know, just look at your life and just see how it is. Are you having any situations happening? Do you think a lot, you know? If you keep thinking all the time, then lo and behold, you better, you know, clean out that mental body. There's something in there making you think all the time. Because you don't want to do that. I mentioned on the other show about Chatty Cathy, you know, this, I guess, go over it again here. Basically, I was with some people, and they said, oh, here's that lady coming, basically, and every 10 seconds, if there's silence, she'll start talking about something. doesn't matter what it is, she'll talk about it, or she'll bring something up. So her mind is very, very active. And sure enough, you know, once the conversation stopped, she couldn't take any silence. She had to say something. She had to bring everybody into her timelines of talking. And so where does that person get any peace? Probably when they sleep, but who knows what they're doing on timelines. They're probably implanted with that particular energy. So they're probably talking all the time on timelines, corrupting people. But aside from that, you know, you want to be peaceful. And, you know, it just depends how you are and what do you bring up if you are talking to people. What thoughts come into your mind? That's kind of how you want to gear yourself, you know. If you're going grocery shopping, you should basically be tuned into what you're going to be buying, okay, as you go down a certain aisle. So, you go to an aisle that maybe, you know, has some type of, just say, canned food on it or whatever. We'll just say it's cereal, for instance. Not that I'd buy any cereal, but we'll say the aisle has cereal on it. So you're a cereal eater, and naturally, where you are now is you're focused in the moment to buy your cereal. Well, if you start thinking about a can of beans or, you know, buying some eggs or something, or what's in the other aisle, you know, you saw candy or something, if your mind goes there, you know that those thoughts are not your own. Something else is giving you those thoughts because you should be in the moment looking for cereal. And just watch people. That'd be a good way to kind of train yourself on how people's minds work. And, you know, one person figures somebody else as they're talking. Maybe they're at the same table and they're talking, eating, and something else gets triggered. And all of a sudden, you know, all these people are on each other's timelines because they're bringing up a situation. Are they solving anything by their talking? No, they're just talking about stuff that's happened. And now you have more stuff as you left that table that you're engaged with, bringing you further down that rabbit hole. So you can kind of judge yourself. If you're just listening and you're not reacting to anything, you have no thoughts, that's where you want to be. It's like watching a movie and not being emotionally attached to it. You know, do you scan when you watch movies, like on Netflix or something, you see a picture of what the movie might be, then you read the caption, this movie's about this here, and you go, ew, I don't want to watch that movie. Oh, and I don't want to see this one here either. Oh, this one here I want to see. Well, then you're tied heavily into the emotions, and those keywords are triggering you, whether you want to see that movie or not. So if you're objecting to seeing something, then you have an issue there. So, just back to you, Michelle.
Okay. That was a good explanation. Thank you. Yeah, I know sometimes, like, let's say you're trying to get cereal, and if you do think of something else, then you might very likely forget the cereal. So it's good to just stay in one place and do one thing. It's interesting. Our media has almost trained us to constantly change thought processes. It's like in our commercials, our movies, everything switches every 30 seconds or so. And so I guess if you watch a lot of that or listen to a lot of music, then you're going to put yourself on all sorts of timelines that are about your mind, constantly switching the thought process every few seconds.
Yeah.
So that's a little tricky. You know, and it's funny because when they put a TV show out, what do they call it? A program. This program will come out soon.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, here's your program. Yeah. Want to engage in this program or wait another hour to get another program? Or you just want to get a different station with a different program? Oh, that might be better.
Yeah. And there's so many choices of programs to choose from, so... There's a lot out there. Okay, this must have been regarding, I believe it was possibly Monday. It says, I missed the first 10 minutes. We must have been talking about mantras. And they're wondering, what is the mind-to-heart drop then? I think they're wondering if that is a mantra or it's simply a command. I believe a mantra is typically repeating the same thing over and over again.
This is just strictly a command for your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. That's the command. And then, you know, I count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. The reason I do so is because some people like to feel their thoughts move down. And after doing it 3 times, then those thoughts are emptied into your heart for almost everybody. You could try just doing it 1 time, and that could do it also. Just depends how much you think, how many thoughts you have. So that's the way to look at it. What's coming down the chute, you know? Are you a busy thinker? You got lots of thoughts. So you may have to do it, you know, those 30 counts. If you don't, then maybe counting 1, 2, 3 would be fine, you know, or 3, 2, 1. It's kind of up to you. But, you know, it is a saying that you're doing, which you could maybe say it's a mantra. I don't know. But you're commanding your spirit to do something. I don't think in mantras they command their spirit. They're just saying something to clutter up your mind, to get your mind focused on one particular thought. And that's what I believe the mantra is doing to you. And after you say it, you know, 100 times, then you're just regurgitating the same thing over and over again. And in that process, you think that you're clearing your mind out of other thoughts because now it's filled up with one thought only of what you're saying or whatever those words are. But did those thoughts go anywhere? No, they just got pushed aside, you know. And then you stop saying it, and they're going to come flying in again. So that's the difference. So back to you.
Yeah, I always thought doing the mantras and also meditating was a very mental process. I know they try to say that your eventual thing is that you are not thinking, but it is pretty much impossible, except when you do the mind heart drop. So that it really does work. And I was wondering, is there any kind of healing that you want to do with people right now that might be listening, Ron, having to do with thinking or mental processes?
Well, I can do a mind loop sample. This would be the mind loop 1 clearing, and this clearing is for if you keep hearing the same thoughts again, or you keep saying the same thoughts. Typically, it's like, you know, you see somebody, how are you today? Or they ask you that question, and what are you going to say? I feel okay, I feel good. You know, you're probably not going to want to say you had a crappy day because now they're going to engage you. And you probably don't want to be engaged if you had a crappy day because I got to explain yourself to them. So that'd be great for clones to, you know, get more data from you. They may just say, you know, like, okay, or something to make it real simple because they just need to be satisfied with something. But here's a mind loop. And like I believe I mentioned on a long time ago show, I was in New York and on Long Island, and they went into a hardware store, and person was there stocking shelves or something, so I asked him about where this part was or something. It needed a little outlet switch or something, electrical part, and he goes, oh, it's over here. So I go, okay, so I got one of them, and as I pick it up and walking away, he goes something like, you know, drive safe or have a good day, something like that, you know, like telling me not to get into an accident. I wasn't driving, but aside from that, and then I went to get another one, he had the same exact voice inflection and exact same words. I looked at him kind of funny. You know, they reminded me of one of those mannequins that, they have at the end of the aisle, but he was actually there. You know, he was just a real mannequin, you know. So here we go. Think of a thought that you have all the time. Here we go. Going to release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So it could be as simple as, but it might sound kind of complicated. Maybe you drink coffee, and you get the bowl of sugar because you want to put sugar in your coffee, and then your mind comes up, well, do I really want to have sugar? Half a teaspoon, one teaspoon, you know, your mind's telling you all this. You're like you're having a dialogue with the person that's next to you outside of yourself. That's real. But yet your mind's talking to you. And now you're thinking, what do I need to get? So who's talking to you? You know, what program got activated when your eye saw that sugar, you know, to communicate to you how much you want to have? So that's like the mind loop one clearing. You know, or maybe you're putting milk in your coffee, and all of a sudden someone tells you inside your head, oh, that's enough. And, you know, where did that come from? Well, your mind's talking to you. It has a dialogue going on with you. You may not want to have that. So to try the mind loop one clearing, and that might eliminate a lot of that. Or maybe you're beating yourself up all the time. Maybe you're going to buy something in the store and it's a dollar and you go, I can't spend a dollar on this product here. It's too much money. Now you need to find something for like maybe 60 cents. So now you're looking for a 60-cent product. And, you know, that's okay. But all of a sudden your mind goes, oh, no, I can't have that. Nope. So maybe somebody's buttons are being pushed right now. I don't know. But the mind loop one might be what you need to have because those thoughts will keep haunting you and haunting you. And they're running your life. And you want to be in peace or you want these thoughts to run you? And what's giving you the thought? Maybe an alien's riding on top of that thought talking to you. So remember, a lot of things happen that you really can't put your finger on it. It's being real, but it's happening to you. So here we go. Mind loop one clearing again in case you got another one coming up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And this could also help you if you're maybe you have some indecision that you're going through, or you want to do something in the morning, you don't know what to do first. No, should I do this, should I do that or the other, you know, what's going on here? That could be the mind loop one clearing. Maybe you wake up and you get ready to go to work and you're dressed and everything is done, ready to leave the house, and you go, where's my keys? I didn't get my keys yet. Or, you know, it's raining out, where's my umbrella, you know? All of a sudden your mind starts talking to you to confuse you, or maybe somebody sidetracks you, maybe listening to the TV or the radio and you hear something, and now you walk out of your house without your keys and you lock yourself out. And you go, oh, crap, I did that again. I got distracted. Well, that could be the mind loop one clearing. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Yeah, that mind loop one clearing is great. It's good to use just almost any time, like even if you get a song word stuck in your head, they're totally gone after a little while. Works very well. Somebody was responding to the talk about programs. They said, yes, and also channels. So there's programs and channels. And I think I was watching something a while ago, and I remember thinking, it's interesting how we enjoy watching movies or television shows or whatever, and no matter what happens, we consider it entertainment or enjoyment, even if it's not exactly feeling good. But I thought, wow, isn't that just like how the aliens watch us? And we decide whether or not we think it was worthwhile if we felt an emotion, just like how when they get an emotion from us, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, and they may want to trigger you to get that emotion, you know. Because they're going to push whatever they can to get you to respond to something. So, yeah, you know. And everybody does, in a sense, judge. You know, if you're going to go to a movie theater, what do you do? Well, I don't want to see this kid show, and, you know, I don't want to see cartoons, and, oh, I know this one here has forest fire in it, you know, I don't want to watch that. This one here has, you know, the return of the, body snatchers or something, you know, or a zombie movie. Oh, I don't want to see zombies now. You know, so what does all that mean to you? You know, that means you probably have some kind of resistance to watching it. You know, maybe you've been there, done that, but it's still stored inside of you. And you may want to clear it. So just see what that common theme is, you know. You should really be just enjoying watching something, you know. I guess another way of putting it, let's just say you went and you wanted to see a movie that was a half an hour long, a and it's going to show you beautiful flowers. So you go, oh, wow, this is going to be great. I'm going to see, you know, tulips and roses and whatever, you know. And all of a sudden, halfway through, you know, the movie, which is, you know, half an hour long, at the 15-minute spot, they show you a bumblebee. And you go, oh, boy, I got bit by a bumblebee. Right away, now you're taken sideways. And now you're on the timeline of being bitten by the bumblebee because that bumblebee triggered you. Or another type of bee or something, you know? So that just shows you that somehow you got controlled and you got taken out of the now and you're not enjoying your movie now because you're now on another timeline and the aliens are feeding you, selling you real estate, selling you to all these other aliens. Now you're on many timelines and you saw Bumblebee. So that's who you want to be as a neutral. Back to you.
Yes, neutral. Not on the roller coaster anymore. And we had a reply about the discussion about the soul family clearing from the dark side practitioner healing. And the person said they were considering, let's say if you're standing in line at the grocery store and somebody's like staring at you, that you may not know their name to put it in the box, but maybe they're staring at you because they're in your soul family. So I think they were thinking that that clearing and doing it in that manner would clear that.
I'd say it could be possible. You know, you need their name or maybe even their picture, you know. Maybe you can snap their picture on your cell phone or something. But you need to, you know, if you're going to clear it, you got to have something there to identify who and what you're doing. You do the clearing.
So could you just describe the person that was staring at me in the grocery store? Would that help?
No, because there's no resonance there.
Okay.
I guess another way of stating it is that light doesn't know mind energy, okay? And so you go, man, I got this perfect picture inside of my head what it is. But, you know, the light doesn't necessarily understand that. So, you know, that's kind of the way that works. When you're on the healing calls, you know, if you want to say, oh, my liver hurts, I need to get a liver clearing, well, right away you might have a picture of a liver that you come up with, but you are communicating with the word of liver, okay? So that's the way that kind of works. So you got an owie, and you put your hand maybe on the owie to indicate where the problem is. So back to you.
Okay. So photo is always best because the light beings are always in the moment, so they have to constantly find that and reconnect. Okay.
Yep.
It's really great. A lot of people are just writing in responses to things that we're talking about, like filling in things. Somebody's wondering, could our pets be in our soul family to disconnect and clear?
Possibly. I'll just say possibly. Normally not, because I'll just say normally not, but it could be possible.
Okay.
Remember, a pet really can't be that creative, you see. It can't, you know, think like you. You know, what's a parakeet going to do in a cage, you know? But you're probably more like thinking of cats and dogs, but we'll just talk about a parakeet. So somebody in your soul family going to go into a parakeet? Probably not, you know. They like to sing, you know, but, you know, wants to be on the earth, you know, living in a body work and sing instead of being inside of a bird. So it is true that things can come into animals. A long, long time ago, this lady had a dog, and for whatever reason, a human emotional body went into that dog, and she's always saying how wonderful her dog is. The dog understands her completely. You can tell it to do things, and it will normally do it, and so this one lady said, you know, that dog shouldn't have anything inside of it. Now, this lady naturally, you know, had the dog for about 10 years, and, you know, it's like, it's almost like a human to her. So this lady gets rid of the emotional body out of the dog. Oh, man. The dog became a dog. And was that lady upset with this other lady? I mean, it was their best friend, you know? Hmm. She divorced her husband, you know, years ago, and then this other dog came into her life, and it was her best friend. And she could talk to the dog, and the dog would perk up and listen, you know, and maybe talk, you know, to her, you know, through, like, mental telepathy or something, you know? But regardless, this lady got rid of it, and dog now is a dog. So, anyway, that's what can happen, too. And there was a lady on YouTube that had humans inside of animals, and she had an accent. I can't recall what it was. I saw it a long, long time ago. You might want to Google it. But she had a lot of pictures, and you look right at a dog's face, and you can see, you know, a human looking out of the eyes. So back to you.
Interesting. I think I may have seen it because you may have talked about it on the show a while ago, and I probably looked it up. And then I know that there's also one with a dog barking out of a cat. And then when the cat realizes it's being filmed, it turns around and it starts acting like a cat again.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, if you have any new listeners, we have new listeners. Yeah, right. Google that. It's on YouTube. I think it's cat barking. I mean, it's funny as could be. And then, and then when it turns around and look at its owner or something, I don't know if it feels embarrassed or not or whatever, but, you know, the dog knew that it got caught in the cat, so now the cat turns into a cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because cats are barking. A little goofy anyway, but...
And the barking cat.
Barking cat. Gotta like that. Okay. One of our listeners wonders, they say, I listen to a lot of Mozart's music. Was his music from Source Energy?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's an honest answer. So, and somebody wrote, mantras connect to a pool of energy. Of the whole group theme, which is Buddhism and probably aliens. So that's interesting.
That's the slime energy.
Yeah, the slime energy. And there's a lot of people getting into it now. It seems to be popular, I could say. Somebody else mentioned that they just a show they were just watching just now was talking about it, but it really is just more mind energy. It's nothing about being in the heart.
Nope. It's, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Now, somebody wants to know if you could please explain the mind loop number 2 Earth Mind Program.
Okay, yeah, the mind loop 1 is reoccurring thoughts that you have, okay? We kind of discussed that. So anything that you have that's reoccurring, you know, each day or something triggers you and you get that thought coming in to beat yourself up, or whatever it is, that's the mind loop 1. Now, mind loop 2, that goes much deeper. that's the energy as you go down the birth canal, and somehow you realize maybe at that point in time that you didn't really want to come here, and or, you know, you're kind of apprehensive. And then you pop out, and everything starts happening to you. You know, your worst dreams, your worst thoughts, whatever, you know, is now happening. Shouldn't have anything, but, you know, as you come out, and people, I've talked to people, they go, yeah, man, I was kicking and screaming all the way down, you know, I didn't want to come here. And then I got here, and I go, oh, crap, you know. Some people have that remembrance there. But basically, it's how you feel when you lost your connection to your mother because you were in your mother and her energy was, for lack of a better word, loving you. I don't know what else to say there, but her energy was was with you, good or bad, doesn't make any difference, but now you got abandoned. So instantly, now you're abandoned, and what happens? People are picking you up and looking at you. Maybe you're getting weighed. Maybe you're getting blood taken. Maybe the doctor has to spank you. Cut your lifeline, you know, which is your energy to your the placenta, and they do all this stuff to you, and, you know, it's like the worst thing that could probably happen to you is a baby, in a sense. So that's what the mind loop two is. All those thoughts or imprinting of where you are, okay? You know, I think most hospitals tend to smell of maybe alcohol, I think. I don't know. I can vaguely remember that, so I don't go there. But, you know, all of a sudden the baby has new smells, you know? You go, uh-oh, is that a good smell or bad smell, you know? But it's a smell. And so you're being kind of rejected by your mother, and that's kind of what it is, betrayal, rejection. So all these are the mind loop that you're kind of, things are being inputted to you, and you have no place to put them. So your mind takes these as an awful experience, which is what the aliens want, to set you off, you know, going on down the road. Now, if you, I don't know what happens. I think the normal childbirth is when a woman's kind of squatting and it just comes out the bottom, you know, instead of laying down on your back, pushing this baby out. So I don't know if somebody picks the baby up before they hit the ground or not. That could be another thing, you know. I don't know what Native Americans do, you know, the ones that don't go to hospitals. So maybe somebody knows that. But, you know, if the baby hits the ground or hits a blanket or something as it comes out, that's going to be a lot of trauma for that child, you know. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I think that having a baby in water is one of the most peaceful ways you could do it. I've heard that works quite well. And, okay, so somebody is wondering, if we do the exercise of bringing the auric field to the body and shrink wrap, I think they're putting that together with, if you want to, instead of the empathic or sensory body, would doing the auric field body clearing, which is part of the nano clearing, and the body shrink wrap, would that be helpful?
I believe it would, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of quick, pretty quick.
Yep. All those are pretty fast clearings, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You said there's this smell. I don't know if it's alcohol, or I wonder if it is vinegar because it clears things, or if it's formaldehyde in hospitals. It's hard to tell. I don't think any of those smells are very good.
I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay, so I'm just trying to find another email here. Okay. So someone is wondering how much the Heart Conference call costs, and that one is $20, and that is, again, on this Saturday. And they're wondering, Ron, if you could just do another quick explanation, and wondering if it's too early to send the money or should they wait until just before Saturday?
If you go onto the link on the website, it'll give you all the information. If you're doing it the other way with a donation, then, wait until maybe, tomorrow or Friday to do that. And then I'll send you the codes out, too. Either way will work. We just put it up today on the website. But either way is fine. So the heart knot is just life that you're dealing with here, where you kind of get trashed in the heart. A relationship situations, troubles, somebody no longer living, pets and animals, you know, that you think about and you feel awful. You know, it's that heart pain that you're dealing with. And that's what the heart knots are. So we'll be taking those out. And then the other part of the call will be for the integration. of the brain to the body. So it'll be a little different. Then we have the body organ rejuvenation coming up, and that'll be, I think, a week from this coming Monday, the last Monday of the month. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. All right, a comment on the movies situation that we were talking about earlier. It says, years ago, I used to adore horror and scary movies, but several years ago, I started feeling they are too real and stopped. These days, I stay away from them altogether. Please comment, and which clearing would you recommend, fear or trauma?
Boy, yeah, I just looking at the calendar. Yeah, it would be this Monday, this coming Monday, which is the last Monday. Kind of a toss-up there. Let it rest and see which one you may... it almost feels like 51%, 49% the other, so you might even need both of them. Just maybe see how which one you may want to do. So back to you.
Yeah, I always took fear to be that you may not feel like you're walking around going, oh my goodness, I'm scared of that, and oh my gosh, I'm scared of that, and am I scared of spiders or snakes or loneliness or not being successful or being successful, all sorts of things a person could be afraid of, but maybe you're not afraid of any of those things, so you think that you don't have any fear. But I just think living on this planet that every generation has dealt with an extreme amount of fear, so it's in our DNA. And it's in, like, the black goo, and it's in the mind matrix of what is occurring on this planet. So when you do the fear clearing, it just, it's like, oh, well, that's not in my body anymore. It's just amazing. And then I always took the trauma to be any personal situation that may have traumatized you. And when you're talking about trauma, I know that people that deal with extreme trauma on a bigger the basis trying to heal people, they say trauma is trauma. You can't judge that one person's trauma is more dramatic than another. It affected that person in a traumatic way. And so if anything has happened to you, and it probably has because you're living on this planet, then that trauma clearing will clear that trauma. So they're slightly different.
Yep. So, yeah, that's very good, yeah. It's hard to say which one you need, but you may need them both.
Yeah.
Just think of how your body's responding, and to a situation, and find out, just kind of ask your body: is this a trauma or is this a fear? So back to you.
Yes. Okay. So, just for clarification, yes, that Monday call, the body organ rejuvenation, is this Monday coming up. And it is going to be 15 minutes after the Monday show. So, and I know it's good to call in a few minutes early, so you might just want to hang by your phone and then call right away again if you've signed up for that call. And I believe that particular call is a $50 donation.
Yes, uh-huh. That'll be a three-hour call.
Yes, and I cannot recommend that one more highly. There are so many things going on in a person's body that we can't possibly know about or see. And just to all the listeners, Ron can see that and feel it and kind of take care of that. So it's extremely important. It's absolutely invaluable. So great call. I'm really looking forward to it on Monday. Okay, Ron, so somebody here is wondering, could you please explain the mind interference body? I believe that is the name of a particular clearing, mind interference body.
Boy, that is how your mind goes into your body to communicate with it to prevent you from having source energy. That's probably the reason why you'd want to have that clearing. So your body is trying to communicate normally, but yet your mind is doing things, putting an energy block into it. So I hope that answers that question, because that's what it actually is doing. So you're interfering with life by your thoughts. Your thoughts are contaminating you, preventing you from having that energy flow of, say, source energy in your spirit, in your body, you know, to help heal you and to be in peace. So that's kind of what it is. So back to you.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I don't think we've ever talked about that, and I don't think I was quite clear on that one. So thank you for, listener, for writing that in and helping us get a little clarity on that. That really is helpful. Okay. So I'm just turning up my microphone. I've heard it is not coming through incredibly clearly. So, all right, Ron, we are almost at the end of the hour. I don't know if we have time for anything more.
Yeah, it looks like we're a little bit over even. So let's do the mind a hard copy, everybody. Very simple. So here we go. Out loud, you have to say this. So I now command my spirit. You have to wake your spirit up. Remember, it's sleeping. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And say that out loud now. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards three times. And you feel your thoughts dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Here we go. So blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.